together. The Pointer Sisters, I'm so excited. It's Friday. It's the last day of January.
Yeah, we are so excited. More excited than you can believe. It's also Tara's birthday.
No way.
It's Tara in the news. It's her birthday today.
Oh,
so it's
my God.
It's a holy trinity of magical things that's happening today.
Unbelievable. And of course, we did promise we'd start Friday, the final Friday of January, in a very special way. We let people decide yesterday. Are you ready for this, PJ Gallagher?
I am absolutely looking forward to this. Like, you cannot imagine anybody.
This is the moment. This is the moment we reveal the feel-good music.
Through the silly old month and February begins.
Time to live your life, people. Time to live your life. Come on, everybody, let's have a verse of this. Come on, here we go. You know you want to do it.
Woo!
If you want to, I'll change the situation. Right people, right time, just the wrong occasion. So good for you, could be so good for you.
Oh, what a tune.
I help ya.
Love you like you want me to.
How can that not put you in a good mood?
That's it. It's
there
Friday.
It is.
It's month is over.
January is banished.
Tara's birthday. It's all happening. Oh my God, I'm so happy.
Can life get any better than that?
I don't think so.
The birthdays.
Birthdays on the way.
Maybe I'll give you Tara's one. Brian Adams, Mel C, When You're Gone, here at Classic Hits, 12 and a half minutes past 6 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, proper happy today. Happy Friday, happy end of January. Happy birthday to our Tara.
Happy everything. Happy everything to everybody.
I tell you,
for the day that's in it. Happy Brexit, even.
Oh, yeah, and happy transfer deadline day.
Oh, yeah, it's all good stuff. It's all good stuff.
Do we know how old Tara is? Has she revealed? A lady never revealed.
Who knows?
We'll have to ask her at half six.
Some things remain a mystery to us all, yeah.
Hold on a second. Sorry, I'm just getting word there.
Oh,
come again, come again. sometimes Tara can be hilarious.
What did she say?
She was saying she was 25. That's funny.
Yeah, that's a good one, all right. That's a very good one.
Right. Anyway, we'll have a proper celebration with Tara at half six.
Yeah.
Right, in the meantime, birthdays for you, dear boy, and one of your heroes to start with, Paul Pillar Caffrey.
Oh, the Pillar Caffrey, yeah.
Who we sat beside.
We did, yeah.
Munching away on a fine dinner.
Oh, when we like weaseled our way into upper echelons of Croke Park for the Dublin Roscommon massacre.
That's right, it was a... Yeah, slightly one-sided affair that day.
Yeah, it was a great day though, wasn't it?
It was a great day.
And Peter Caffrey was a great fella to talk as well.
Mm.
Told great stories.
Great as well when you get somebody and they're kind of, you know they're just talking to you as opposed to, which is unusual when people talk to anybody in the radio business. Normally they're a bit guarded.
Yeah.
To be fair.
He wasn't at all.
No.
Quite the opposite.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, glad he's not on Twitter for his sake.
Yeah.
Great fella, really nice fella.
Great day.
A great day out, yeah. I remember that was gas, don't you remember watching, sitting in the stand, and there was three Americans in front of us. Do you remember them lads?
There was only me, you, Neville, and three Americans.
Yeah. Do you remember that? And the three Americans, would that be considered a good score from that kind of distance? I don't know.
Yeah. Look, I could explain it to you, but I'm tired.
Would somebody normally take a kick like that from that range in the park? I don't know, man.
Yeah, it was a slightly surreal performance.
Well, that was an excellent kickoff. Yep.
Do the other guys ever get to do that?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think they will today.
Not on a day like this.
On a day like this, everybody just wants to go home. Right, I gotta say that Pillar Caffrey is. Oh, would he be like 52?
Oh man, I thought you were 53.
Ah, fart.
That's not a bad start. I thought we were going to have an exceptional start on a Friday. Right, okay, what about one of your other mates? At least I think you know him. I think you've spoken of him in the past. I know that you've certainly said he's a very lucky individual. Because let's just say he married well. Patrick Keelty.
Oh my God, didn't he just?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He wasn't bopping around the Falls Road with a big ginger head and him thinking he was going to end up the way he ended up. I tell you that much.
It's Cat Deely, isn't it?
Yeah. Patch Kilty's a lovely fella.
I've never met him.
I met him a couple of times. He's always been a very, very nice fella. Like, he's one of them. He's a pillar caffer, you know, his own way.
Ah, right.
Loads of time for
it's
everybody.
Unusual
very
that
normal
I never met
lad.
Him. Normally in this business, you end up interviewing people. Like, you know, there's always a show being promoted.
He spends most of his time over yonder. And he stopped doing stand up years
ago.
He was like
ago,
me.
Yeah.
Like, he'd only do it, like, you know,
when he had to, when
he
the
tax man's knocking on the door. There's a wolf at the door. That's when he does stand up.
Yeah.
I'd say he's. Oh, what age is he? 46.
49. 49 on that one. Right, what about this one? Johnny Rotten himself.
Johnny Rotten. Johnny Lydon.
John Lydon.
Oh, the Sex Pistols.
The
wow.
Sex Pistols,
and
man.
Public Image Limited.
Yeah.
That's one of the finest songs ever that they wrote. You know, the
Public
I
Image?
Could be wrong. I could
oh,
be right.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
What a great song that
yeah.
is.
Yeah, did some belters. And then you were saying, like, then he went mad. Not like conservative or something, didn't he? Or obviously
yeah,
he became a Brexiteer
see,
or something.
See, he's a contrarian. All punks are contrarians.
Yeah, yeah.
If everyone's into it or everyone's saying something, they just can't help themselves but to go, no.
Yeah.
You know, they're contrarians. So now he's kind of gone, oh, Brexit is the will of the people, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've got, you know.
I suppose you knew something was on the cards when he started doing butter ads.
Butter, yeah. And I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Oh yeah, I forgot about
that.
Let
me do that.
Yeah.
So you know, like that. So in fairness to him, that's his retirement plan.
I'm selling out.
And I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't care.
Exactly. That's the beauty of it. That's the proper punk attitude.
It is.
It's not actually what I do. It's the fact that I don't care
it's that
what I do.
I don't care. Yeah, I don't care.
That's, you know, that's the heart of a punk.
You can never give out about me half as much as I don't care. That's real punk attitude, isn't it?
So the bell, Johnny Rotten, then. What age are you going to stick on him?
I'm going to stick about... Oh, is that 70? He has to be in the 60s.
Yeah, go on.
63.
64.
Oh, stop.
This is ridiculous.
Stop.
How
it.
Can you be this close and not even one stumble
I
in?
I don't know.
Right,
I
two more shots at it. Two singers to finish up with. One a bit more modern than the other. Old Trouser Snake himself, Justin Timberlake.
Oh, the old Trouser Snake.
He's celebrating his birthday today.
Happy very birthday, mister. Mister, going out with Britney. I bet you he looks at Britney all the time and says, jeez, I'm lucky I got away there.
That's weird, isn't it?
I'm lucky I got
because
away
back
there.
In the day, you would have thought Britney was the ultimate.
Mm.
You know, oh my God, like, imagine. And
yeah.
then, within the space of a few years, it was like, that was a lucky escape.
Jeez.
You know, I didn't see that coming.
Didn't see that coming there. And her ma's as mad as she is. So yeah, but she, I don't know, Britney's levelled out a lot, hasn't she?
You don't hear much. I suppose that's a good thing.
She's doing her own thing, isn't she? She's
probably
just doing her own thing.
Maybe she is the normal one.
Maybe Britney is. She's the one that actually seems human.
Yeah.
You know, goes off and has a mad whoop, gets a bit of money, goes to her head slightly, she comes back down to earth, where Trouser Snake is probably the superstar attitude.
Exactly.
You meet Britney now and she'd be like, yeah, do you remember that time?
Yeah.
It was a bit mad.
Mad
wasn't yeah, yeah.
I can't believe I got away with that.
I'd say, actually, I've changed my mind. She's looking at him thinking she got away lucky.
But he was kind of, he did well considering. He was in what? He was in NSYNC, was he? Was he?
Yeah,
that,
they
was
were all in the Mickey Mouse Club at the start.
But like, he wouldn't have been, he wouldn't have stood out as the, you know, he was the lad with the, you know, with the curly hair and all.
Yeah, that weird haircut boy bands just have with the parting down the middle.
Yeah, he was like the, he was like the Screech of the band.
Yeah! Yeah, you're right, yeah. I don't know, yes.
I didn't see him becoming the big superstar.
Some fellas just have good marketing teams,
I
think.
Somebody, yeah. Anyway, how old is old Trouser Snake himself?
42.
39. And then, final one for you is Lloyd Cole of the Commotions fame.
Oh, jeepers, he's getting on, is he?
Yeah. Although, what? I mean, they had some good, they were good tunes
what
of that
tunes?
Time.
I
you
can't
know,
think
the,
of any.
It was a lost weekend in a hotel in
Amsterdam.
Oh, my
Amsterdam. God, that's an amazing song.
Yeah.
Is that him?
And she's got perfect skin. You know that one? No, no. Obviously not. Right, anyway.
I don't know that one. It's weird, isn't it?
She's got perfect skin. They had some good tunes. Lloyd Cole and the Commotions.
That Last Weekend is an amazing song.
That's actually, I wonder if we'd get that played
today.
Oh,
I'd love to play
that's
that today.
That's a boppy little ditty.
Are you left without me? Can I please laugh along with you?
He's no kid anymore.
He's no nipper. 75.
I hear. He's only 59.
Oh. Sorry about that, Lloyd Cole.
And what's more, he's got perfect skin.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7 to 7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you, Tara.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tara.
I love my birthday because everyone is always in a good mood on my birthday because it corresponds with the first payday after Christmas. Every year it's brilliant. Everyone's always
your
happy.
Your birthday should be a national holiday.
Should be.
You know the way they call people the Antichrist? You're the anti-Christmas. You are the beginning of the recovery of the madness of
coming
Christmas.
Coming from you, I take that as a huge honour.
Oh, I tell you.
A huge honour.
Yeah, to be christened that by PJ
Geller. I tell you, it's amazing. Fair play. So
you haven't hit a significant floor or anything,
no,
have you?
I haven't hit a significant floor. I'm teetering
you're
on the
brink,
edge.
Are you?
I'm on the brink. I have a few more years. Just a few more years.
I think we're knocking on the same
door. You're a good bit off 50, are you?
What? Yeah, PJ, you and I think there's a year. There might be a year, maybe two between us. I'm not sure. I'm turning around today.
Yeah, I think. No, we're only a few months apart.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, just a couple of months apart. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think there's a year.
Oh, is that?
I'm 47 today.
Oh, where are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think that at all.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know that think that.
Oh, yeah, no, fair play. No, I thought you were younger than that.
Ah.
So did I, yeah. Honestly, I thought we were knocking on the same door.
That's because you're so old.
46 and a quarter or something.
I know.
I was going to say, that's because you're so old you need to go get the eyes tested now at this stage.
That's just Jim.
I don't even know who I'm talking to. I'm actually looking at Mike.
He's looking at you and me, Tara, thinking all those young people look the same.
The young ones, yeah.
They're very loud, aren't they? Very loud. Anyway, so have you plans? Obviously, it's going to be a cracking weekend for you.
It's going to be a cracking weekend for me. I'm heading off for...
No, what a shock. God, I'm taking it back.
Listen to me. Wait, let me tell you where I'm going. I'm going all the way to Port Marnock.
Oh,
wow.
All the way to Port Marnock for the weekend.
Well,
so are you going to walk?
That's a full bush journey.
Do you know what? It's like going away for the weekend without having to travel. So
true.
I'm happy with that.
Cool.
So that's my weekend.
Right, we're going to play an absolute belter for you. Right?
Good, brilliant.
Because I know you're a rock chick at heart.
Oh, I am indeed.
Absolutely.
Love a bit of Whitesnake of a morning.
I'm not even sure where to go with that one.
No, neither am I.
I think I'll just leave it there.
I'm just going to go away now.
Let's just all just move on and listen to the music, shall we? Yeah, massive 80s number one, Karma Chameleon Culture Club here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim and ahead of that. What a tune.
What a song that is.
Whitesnake, Here I Go Again.
I'm telling you.
Brilliant stuff.
Tara. Telling us of our passion for
a bit of white snake.
A bit of white snake in the morning, which is great.
Anyway, what a great tune! And in fairness, we got a couple of belters speckled through the course of the morning for the morning that is in it. We did say, with it being the end of January, not just a Friday. It's like, as PJ said, a perfect storm.
It's a Friday,
the last day of January. It's finally behind us.
Oh,
payday for a lot of people. Transfer deadline day. Tara's birthday. It's all sorts
it's
of
It's all happening.
It's literally, it's a celebration of everything.
It's the beginning of all things good.
Absolutely.
This ridiculous month
is
gone. This ridiculous month. Yeah.
So we're going to try and throw in a few really good feel-good tunes through the course of the morning. We'll speckle them out along the way.
Oh, absolutely. It's all about that today.
Actually, somebody was on, is it Danny, I think, was on to say, hey, PJ and Jim, could you play anything from Queen? It's for Jer, that's what it is. It's Friday, but he's still a cranky man from all in Enviro Coast.
And why are you so cranky?
Jer, what's going on with
what's
you, for
going
God's
on?
Sake? Will you listen to a word I said?
Dear, oh dear, and us singing and off you like a pair of loons.
I don't have Queen in the immediate future. I have a bit of Prince, which is kind of, that's like a one down from Queen.
It is, it's one down from Queen.
You know, because
you've
got the Queen and then you got the Prince.
Yeah. So, actually, I know it's a controversial idea, but musically, I think it works exactly the same way.
It sort of fits.
I think so.
It sort of fits.
I'd be with it.
Anyway, so we'll do our best for you. What else we got? Somebody else wants you to check out a band called Lucky Chops. This is Fred, actually.
Lucky Chops.
Yeah.
A brass band. Oh, I like all that brass band stuff. I do like all that. I will check that out.
Apparently, they're brilliant at playing Funky Town on the sax.
Oh.
Ooh.
I'll be into a bit of funky sax.
I would say, I've heard that about you.
Yeah.
You do like a bit of funky sax.
I love it, yeah, I do.
Also, DG's been on to say, lads, my birthday on Sunday, can you play that Pill song? Public Image Limited.
The honest answer is I don't know, but we'll go and talk. There's a man here, right? And all songs that aren't so regularly played have to be cleared with the man. So we'll ask the man, right?
Yeah.
And if the man gives the go ahead, I can promise you that we'll do that.
Yeah, absolutely. But in fairness, we're putting the man under a lot of pressure today.
We are, because we're changing stuff left, right, and centre.
The other one you wanted was Lloyd Cole Last Weekend.
Yeah.
You wanted to hear that as well as a bit of a feel-good tune.
So this is why I'm saying I don't know, but yeah, we'll
will be submissive.
We'll send in the request and see what happens. We'll send it in with Mike, because it's okay when Mike gets told to go and fart in his pants, you know?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Now, there's somebody who disagrees. Somebody says, PJ and Jamie, you're a disgrace. Prince is so far down compared to Queen.
I knew this was going to happen, you see. This is what
we said that. You know, that we didn't we? Said below.
Compared to Queen. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I think...
So far down compared to Queen.
I think Pamela's arguing against herself there.
Yeah, no, that's what we said.
Yeah, exactly. Very strange. Some people should really listen
She got so angry and she texted it the wrong way round. Yeah. And now she's realised she's accidentally agreed with us. And now she's upset over it.
Right.
Unless that's what's happened.
I don't know what's going on.
And
I mean that in the most general sense possible.
Mind you, our hierarchy is not great anyway. You know what I mean? Because that would mean the King would be the best of all. And
somebody wants us to do... thought you guys were singing the theme to Goodbye January. Do Minder again. It was so good. Well, you know, we did it. We did it. That was the first thing we did this morning on the show.
It was the very first thing we did when we got here.
Yeah. Where have you been?
Dear, oh dear. Stay tuned. Come on, Katrina. Stay with us. We're doing our best here.
And apparently Johnny Logan, Antoinette's saying that Johnny Logan's on the Late Late tonight.
He is. He's on the Late Late tonight. He's singing What's Another Year. And Shay Healy is going to be on with him as well. So
you couldn't have wangled an invite there?
I don't know. I only read about it.
It would have been great moment for you.
I know. I will say this though. I would Hold Me Now is a better song. Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
No, that's true. That
Hold
is
Me
true.
Now is a better song.
And when can we not get Johnny Logan on this show? No?
Like maybe he's doing. No, he's not.
No.
No, he won't come on. Will he not?
Unbelievable. Is it because of PJ? Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah.
It's the fandom is too much, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Take our leather cacks elsewhere. Yeah. Go on. Last time we invite you and your leather.
It's going to be
loafers in here.
It's going to be a good day. Happy Friday to you. Loads on the way. All of those feel good tunes. And of course, we got the hit bit to play for at getting close to €1,200. And the final day of the breakfast table quiz. And loads of other bits and pieces. It's going to be fun, isn't it?
There's no stopping us today. The mood is ecstatically electric.
We're absolutely buzzing, we is.
Buzzing off our chops, for want of a better word.
Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Here are classic hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim, 9 minutes past seven on a Friday. Happy Friday. Happy end of January day. Happy any other sort of a thing you've got going on today.
Oh, Daddy, oh, so it is. Happy everything all the times to all the people.
God, I tell you something, that first hour between 6 and 7 o'clock, God, that was good crack.
Talk about flying in, it was like we only just arrived. Well, all the singing and celebrating and everything.
Started the show singing the Minder theme this morning.
Stop. January is over. For those wondering why we're so happy, if you're just joining us, I don't think you understand the unbridled joy.
the outpouring.
Yeah.
It was amazing. And, we had a bit of White Snake in the last hour, belted out.
We did. Well, Tara did.
Fantastic.
Her
bit of White Snake
for the morning.
And we're going to do that. We're going to drop in a couple of belters along the way through the morning, celebrating not just the fact that it's Friday and all the joy that normally brings, the fact that it's a very special Friday, the end of January day. Friday.
Oh, God, so good. It's like, I feel like some of these, you know what it feels like?
You look like a weight's been taken off your shoulders.
It genuinely feels like, this must have been what it felt like in the 40s when they heard that voice. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, Hitler has surrendered.
The war is over.
This is not a drill. The war is all like, oh!
Yeah.
And the sailor and the nurse on Times Square kissing and all. Oh, jeez. That's how it feels.
My God, this is a big event for you.
It is, man. It is.
Anyway, and of course, the other great thing about the end of January and heading off towards spring tomorrow and all the rest of it is the fact that eventually... Well, to be fair, actually, the sun has been around. It just hasn't been particularly warm.
Yeah, it has, yeah. At least we've seen a bit. And in fairness, we haven't got a bang of the winter like we thought. There's not been really mad winter days.
True.
As yet. But there's a new picture of the sun. I don't know if you saw this yesterday. It's a new photograph of the sun. I know what you're thinking. You're going, Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he just say there's a photograph of the sun? Yeah. And I'm supposed, that's good, is it?
That's great, yeah. I have a few of them on my phone. Yeah, that's what people are thinking. Well,
I've been on holiday. I've seen the sun, right?
No, this is an actual cloud. It's the first time we get to see what would be, I suppose, there's no surface to the sun, is there? But it's like, it is like the surface pictures of the sun is the only way I can put it. So right. It shows us now that the sun is made up of like countless cells, really. Like these pulsating cells. But here's the thing. Each one of them is the size of France.
Wow.
So it puts a real perspective on how big the sun is compared to us. So this huge, it's an amazingly detailed image, right? I urge you to Google it after the show and have a look.
Maybe
right?
We can pop it up on our social, can we?
Yeah, sure we can, yeah. It'll be all over.
Make life a bit easier for you.
So the Professor Jeff Kuhn of the University of Hawaii has said it is the greatest leap in humanity's ability to study the sun from the ground since Galileo's time. I've no idea what Bohemian Rhapsody has to do with any of this. Or Freddie Mercury. But that does sound very impressive. Well,
it might have been, yeah. He might have meant it in a slightly different Galileo way. But pray continue.
Yeah, well, look, it's the sun fandango, if you ask me. Then he's saying that this, well, he tells us that it's a... He took it in Maui, right? Just so I get this right. In Hawaii.
Right.
The big island in Hawaii. It has 7 miles of cooling pipes, the telescope. That took this photograph.
That's impressive.
To stop the sun's 6,000 degrees Celsius surface temperature melting the mirror. My God. The telescope director, what a job that is. Telescope director now, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's making...
A bit more to the left.
Yeah. I know.
What do you call it? What's the name you used to call those lads that used to help you park?
Lockhards.
Lockhards. Yeah, like a lockhard, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Left.
It is like
more
that.
Left. Yeah. Yeah, that'll do.
It's like one of those words that people come up with to describe a hobby, isn't it? You know the way you say, you're into all that looking at the sky and you go, excuse me, I'm a telescope director.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, yeah. You know? Like when I used to call myself an air conditioning engineer.
Oh,
I didn't even know how to make equipment work. So the telescope director, Thomas Rimelu, that's the only way I can pronounce that, is
right.
Said that we make the equivalent of the swimming pool full of ice every night to cool the optics. That's how much water they need to use and how cold it has to be to cool the optics of the telescope to take these pictures. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It's 12 foot wide and it can also detect magnetic energy and causes blackouts and disables GPS. That seems like a more incredible use of the telescope to pictures of the sun to me.
Yeah.
Which are, what do I know?
Yeah, exactly. It was very technical and very... You know, very interesting, and to be fair, but it was just the fact that the whole time you were talking about it, when I found out that he was from Hawaii.
No.
That's all I could think of.
What?
Should have played the Hawaii 5-0 theme.
Yeah. And this is the problem, right? This guy is going to be saying to people, I've taken the most developed, most amazing photograph of the surface of the sun known to man. Where'd you take it? Hawaii. Oh, yeah, it's about Buckham
Dano.
There?
Yeah.
Is that where you live?
What's it like there?
It's deadly.
Do they all wear grass skirts?
It's a mad, it's a hula 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 hula.
Yeah. No, look, this is very serious science.
Oh, no, it is.
No, in fairness, yeah. Well, come here, listen. There's a sunshine all the day.
Do you not remember that?
Do they go around those canals?
Yeah. Does it ever rain at all? What a place to live. Like Lanzarote in the Pacific.
Right, come on, let's get a bit of feel good on the go.
Some proper songs.
Here you go, here's your favourite, here's your moment.
Michael Mickey Bolton, King of the World.
Oh, I tell you, that's going to be on our album, isn't it?
What a song, what a song, what a day.
There you go. Bit of a feel-good belter for you for Friday and the final day of January.
Oh, they don't get better than that.
Tell you, look at that. D text in to say, boys, I didn't think you could get any better today. And now Michael Bolton.
Oh,
amazing.
Oh, they just don't get better than that. That is the song to end all songs.
Chris and
Cork.
I don't
care what anyone says.
A simple tune.
Tune indeed, Chris and Cork. I understand you so much.
That's going to be in our album though, isn't it?
Oh yeah,
100%. We're going to do we fancy ourselves doing a sort of a Robson and Jerome. Come on, bear with me now, right? We fancy day now we're expecting.
Even I'm quivering.
Yeah,
Any
day now we're expecting a Louis Walsh or a Simon Cowell or something to snap us up.
Oh, two, right? Yes, right. Exactly.
And we're
going
to do a sort of a Robson and Jerome, and we're going to sing other people's songs, and we're going to do an album. So far, we have the Minder theme, and Michael Bolton's "How Can We Be Lovers."
Yeah.
haven't they? We're there on our list.
We're still arguing over Queen because there seems to be confusion over if he's anything to do with the sun. They have anything to do with the sun. Yeah. Outside of that, everything's working
We might do the Golden Girls as well.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, like, yeah, we're into that. Yeah.
In fairness.
100%.
So, we're slowly building our album. It's our difficult first album.
It is.
And nobody's offered us the chance to do it yet. But, I mean, obviously, that's just a matter of time.
Which is outrageous, really. Yeah, outrageous.
God, when you see that some people have careers in the music business.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Anyway, listen, a couple more belters through the course of the show today, celebrating Friday, celebrating the end of January, all of that sort of stuff. Loads of other good stuff too, including your chance to pick up a whole heap of cash on the Hitbit in about half an hour.
Yeah, the Hitbit in half an hour. What are we at, actually? Let me just have a quick scan. We're on €1,140 this morning on the Hitbit, so it's quite a lot of cash. Today being the day that's in it, I got a funny feeling.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is me and Jim love to cheat, right? But we can't with this because we actually have no idea what the answer is. Yeah.
And nobody believes us.
No, I get it all the time.
Exactly. How many times do you get the kind of list? Go on, what's the Hitbit?
Go on.
I genuinely don't know.
Go on, tell us what it is.
Yeah, I know.
And you get some real halfwits. Go on and split it with you. Go on. Go on and split it with you, Will. We'll give you half it.
We genuinely don't know. Mainly because we can't be trusted.
Yeah, because
Magic
we won't
Mike
split
is
it
the
with
only
you.
One who knows. And Magic Mike he's completely immune from bribery.
Yeah,
isn't
exactly. Yeah, there's no talk to him.
I don't know. If you gave him an avocado and one of those coffees that you pass through a cat.
Are you one of those? Yeah.
What's that called? A civet cat.
Is that what it is?
That's what it's called. A PR person.
Yeah, actually, you weren't here when we found out about the coffee that comes from bird poo.
Yeah, there's another one, a new one. We were slagging you all morning. The Monday you were off.
Of course you were.
Yeah. Said you'd be right into it.
Right, said you'd be mad into it. Bird poo coffee. It's a thing.
If you could get Mike a bird poo coffee.
And an electric scooter.
And he'd be...
You'd
get the better of him.
No, I'm all right. I'll stick with my car, thanks.
Fair enough.
But a PR person emailed me and said something about an interview, and then said, "Have you got any clue for the Hitbit?"
I did not.
And I emailed back and I went, "No, I'd be shot if I said that." And she emailed back going, "I'll take that as a clue."
As in, she thought
I was giving a cryptic clue. I can't say anything. People think I'm giving cryptic clues all the time.
And she's going to ring in and be, "I shot the sheriff by Bob Marley." It'd be all that.
What she said in the next email.
Was it?
Is it "I shot the sheriff"? Like, oh my God.
Scary stuff. Everybody wants a piece of it. Anyway, it's on the way in less than half an hour, in fact. So if you want to get involved in it, just let us know. Don't give us your guess. Just let us know you want to play. Share and Believe here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Happy Friday, folks. Hopefully you're in good form. Final day of January. Payday for a lot of people today as well. Reasons to be cheerful.
It's all happening today. Yeah. Like, there's so many good things colliding with the end of January.
Absolutely. A couple of shout outs. Morning, lads. Will you wish Bojan, I think that's how you pronounce it, Bojan, all the best for the future. He's leaving work today. It's from all the guys in Glen Bay. So Bojan, have a fantastic future, I suppose, the best way to put it. Yep. Also, somebody, Dave and Joanne Evans, want us to wish their son, let me just find his name, Jamie Evans, happy 15th birthday today. He's going to love that, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because when you're 15, that's exactly what you want, is your man, dad, giving you a shout out on the radio. He will literally...
So once again,
bananas.
His name is Jamie Evans.
Yeah.
And he's 15 today, and happy birthday.
If you know him, make sure you say happy birthday to him and love you loads.
And just in case it's not him, say hello to every Jamie Evans in the country deserves a happy birthday today.
Anyway, listen, loads of good stuff. It is a feel-good Friday, particularly feel-good because it's the end of January. And actually, we started the show with, we decided we're going to have a very special way to start the show on such a special day.
Gosh, we got really carried away. It was great.
We did a full belt-out version of the Minder theme.
Yeah. I mean, I think we should be doing it every hour, but it'd be too much.
Yeah, but listen, if you missed it, okay, Magic Mike has just told us that it's now up on all of our social media. So you can check it out on Facebook, you can check it out on Twitter, you can check it out on Instagram. PJ and myself giving it socks to celebrate the end of January.
And let me just say, I'm not exaggerating. I think it's better than the Ode to Joy. I think it is.
Yeah, you never want to, you know, overplay your hand, sure enough.
No, it's better than the Ode to Joy.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's an amazing moment in music and radio history.
Music and the history of happiness in the world.
Right, listen, bit of fashion TV in the background because there's an absolutely fantastic story coming out of Scotland.
Man, I can't tell you how much I love this story. So a pub in Edinburgh has extended a ban, which they ban tracksuits, or what they call jobby catcher. So I've never heard that term before, jobby catcher.
I assume it's a Scots thing, is it?
It must be a Scottish word for like a type of tracksuit anyway.
A jobby catcher?
Jobby catcher, yeah.
Because like, but if my Billy Connolly serves me,
yeah.
Is a jobby not a...
A poo, yeah. Well, they call them jobby catcher tracksuits. Oh, so jobby catchers, tracksuits, they're not allowed into the pub. They're banned. That's fair enough. A lot of pubs don't let tracksuits in.
Yeah, good call.
But they have now extended the ban to any man caught with his mankles out. And I 100% support this ban. I really do.
With his what?
His mankles. Now, let me show you or tell you what it is. You should know what this is. You know this new trend. Lads, they roll up, or they have trousers that are essentially too small for them.
Yeah.
And they roll it up, and then they don't wear any socks.
Right.
Or they have, like, them socks that only fit into the shoe.
So, a man's ankle.
So, they're walking around. They take, like, Philly, you know, who plays for the Dubs.
Yeah.
He got married with his mankles out. Yeah. Lovely fella. Please don't get this the wrong way. You wouldn't meet a nicer fella.
Yeah.
One of the nicest.
Put your mankles away, man.
For God's sake, man. Stick your mankles back
in
your trousers.
Paul Galvin do a lot of that? Wasn't he big into his mankles?
Well, yeah, but he now is, he's like, nothing but respect for Paul Galvin.
Yeah.
Except seriously, get your mankles back in your trousers, man. Get your mankles back in your trousers.
Yeah.
So they've even put signs up in the window now. To show what isn't allowed. They put like a sort of, those pictures.
Yeah.
And they red
line. So no tracksuits, no trainers, and no mankles.
And no mankles out. Yes. Yeah, so they put the sign up, and they've said on their statements, we were accused of snobbishness the last time with the tracksuits, but frankly, they just make the place look scruffy. And we do our best to keep this place looking at least reasonably smart. If the first thing you see when you walk in is a group of lads wearing matching grey marl jobby catcher tracksuits, well, we may as well have installed a beaten up bus shelter down the back of the pub and asked you to take a slash in the corner.
That's on the sign.
This is a statement he's put out. This
right,
is all
okay. Because
they were getting grief over this, you know.
Yeah.
Lads were going in
discrimination
asking for a pint of IPA, whatever these fellas drink.
Yeah.
They say, hey, you're not laid in with that, hey. So this is his reaction to it. And he says, just to prove our sartorial prejudice crosses all boundaries, we're taking a stand against this horrendous current trend of half-mast jeans, bare ankles and shoes. It may seem trivial to you. Jeans halfway down the arse was a trend a few years ago, wasn't it? And that went unchecked to the point that we had a fella come into this bar with his strides basically round his ankles, displaying a massive skid mark up the back of his threadbare shreddies.
Oh my god!
I love the use of threadbare shreddies. Is an amazing way.
Is this the landlord of this place?
Is the one landlord?
Oh my! He sounds like a legend.
He's brilliant. He goes, and then he goes on. If you're going to base your fashion choices on what the staff in Urban Outfitters might wear, there's a place they created for you, and it's called Brewdog.
So he had a go at the competition.
He's having a go at the competition.
Brilliant.
There's a Brewdog open across from us here now.
That's
in Dublin.
Right,
and
yeah.
I will say, the man has a point. Brewdog make nice food or make nice beer and all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But $7.50 for some of them. He's dead right. I would rather have a skid mark and be threadbare shreddies. So I would. Then go in. So
my God, this bloke's a legend.
He's a legend. Now, that's obviously, you know, as it does, provokes huge reaction from other punters and all of that, you know.
Yeah.
There's people are saying, I love his approach, and jobby catcher shouldn't be worn anywhere but the gym. And they say, but turning away people because of their ankles is risque and out of order, right?
Yeah.
Another fella says, I think it is a great day in the history of sartorial fashion in Scotland.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And says that a man that wears a loafer without a sock, he calls it a mince trotter. I don't really get that. And he says it should be called a lifetime ban. If you're seen not wearing socks with shoes.
Oh my God.
It's an incredible story.
They've decided you're exposing yourself if your ankles are on view.
Yeah, it's an amazing story.
Oh,
now,
I so want to visit that pub now.
Oh, it looks like such, like the Dreadnought it's called.
The Dreadnought.
The Dreadnought pub. And it's in apparently a very hipstery area. So he's getting really annoyed now with this carry on.
Yeah.
You know, if hipsters coming in.
It's a strange thing to think that the same pub would appeal to people in jobby catchers. Saggy tracksuit bottoms and people who'd wear their jeans at half mast with no socks and loafers.
I know, yeah. I suppose it's not really a hipstery thing. It's coming to main fashion now as well, hasn't it?
Right.
You do see a lot of young lads walking around with these appalling 3/4 length jeans with their ankles out, and it's the worst look. It really is.
So that's the so the message from Uncle PJ is put your mankles away.
Get your socks on, lads. No mankles out for the lads. That's the message.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit.
Yeah, I tell you, you saved this. But it started very weird.
Okay, granted.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
To say...
You grew into that one.
Okay, yeah, I'm having a little adventure. I feel like the whole world is ahead of us today, Jim.
The world is our lobster,
you know what
PJ.
I mean? The world is our lobster. February is only beginning. We're off on one. Right, so it is the Hit Bit. It's €1,140 is what we have for you this morning on the Hit Bit. It sounds exactly like this. Yeah.
There it is.
That's the message that you need. I don't have a name today. Who's first on the line? Hello,
line one.
Oh, so he's Joanna, lads.
How are you, Joanna?
All right. All
right. Okay. What's the story?
What's the story, Joanna? Where are you in the country this morning?
I'm in Dublin, in Cabra.
In Cabra? What's the crack? What's your plans for the day? No, don't even tell me. What's your plans for February, Joanna?
February. Well, tonight I'm going to see Aslan in the Glen Royal.
Oh, very good.
Brilliant. Aslan, yeah, a fantastic wait. Live.
Yeah, that's a great night.
So where did you say you're going to see them, Joanna?
In the Glen Royal in Maynooth.
Oh, right, okay.
That's a great night out, yeah.
Can't wait.
Actually, I'm going to... I think Aslan are playing at Leopardstown over the weekend. I'm going to the races, the Dublin Racing Festival at Leopardstown. And they're performing at that as well.
Fair play to Christy.
And it's my ma's birthday today.
Oh, is it?
Oh, what's her name?
Kathleen.
Happy birthday, Kathleen.
Right, so it's all. Let's try and make this a third time lucky for you then. Let's go over. £1,140. What do you think, Joanna?
I think it's YMCA, the village people.
Oh, I hope so.
God.
Mike.
I hope so too, just so we can play it.
Yeah.
Joanna, it is wrong, unfortunately.
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Come here, would you say hello to the two boys in the kitchen listening to Alfie and Polly?
Of course we will. You've just given, you want to see Mike's face. You cut him off from his porn
show. He was about to deliver his big
and he's
gag.
All sad now.
He's disgusted.
Oh God, so
he's all sad.
The moment is gone now.
What were you going to say
we
to Joanna?
We start again.
Right,
after I say you're wrong, you say, oh no, I'm so sad. Right, go on.
Right, okay.
You're wrong, Joanna.
Oh no.
Joanna, there's no need to feel down. I said, Joanna, pick yourself up the ground. There's no need to
be unhappy,
Joanna.
Oh my God! That was worth a retake.
It was.
That was worth a retake.
Oh, the world would never have heard that.
So, Joanna, who is it you want to say hello to?
These two sons, Alfie and Polly.
Alfie and Polly, take it away. Have a great one, lads.
Happy Friday, Joanna.
Cheers,
bye-bye.
Oh, my God. Sean, how are you getting on?
Morning, lads. How are you getting on?
Not too bad, good. Sean. How's life with you? What are your February plans?
Open book, no plans.
Yeah, you're dead right. Approach it with an open mind.
That's the way forward.
What part of the country are you in this morning, Sean?
I'm up in Dundalk this morning.
Oh, in Dundalk. Right, good stuff. Yeah. Right, let's try and give you some money, Sean. We'd love to do it. What do you think?
Okay, is it Depeche Mode, Just Can't Get Enough?
Another good tune.
Hopefully so. Mm. Mike.
All together, lads. The lyrics are quite simple. No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no.
That was too easy for you.
It was, yeah, yeah. You handed it to him this morning, Sean.
Happy Friday, Sean. Have a good day. Cheers, man.
See you, Oscar.
On fire, Michael. On fire, to be fair. Right, Damien Farrelly's going to have to take up the mantle. 20-5 this afternoon, another crack of the Hit Bit.
Still going to be €1,140 with him, and you can still register at any time on 087-188-0008. Oh, I'm exhausted.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Take that and pray. Here are Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 8:10 on this Friday. Happy Friday, final day of January. It's done, people. You made it.
You made it. We're all here in one piece, everybody. Well done. Congratulations. Pat yourself on the back. We've travelled one full lap of the sun and got through another January.
Payday for a lot of people as well, and all sorts of bits and pieces going on. We're going to play Take That, by the way, especially for Joe and Tala. because she said it's their favourite band of all time. She's seen them over 30 times.
Who is? Sorry, I missed that. Who?
Take That.
Take That?
Yeah,
really?
Joe's favourite band.
30
times?
So
she was loving the tunes. 30 times she's seen them. Over 30 times.
My God, if they played them in the local, I wouldn't have seen them that many times.
Also, I just want to say hi to Linda, who was on to say she just finished night duty. Very tired, but apparently we put a smile on her face with our bad singing.
Oh, well, there you go. Don't worry, there's plenty more where that came from.
I don't know if I appreciate the bad singing reference.
Well, obviously, she meant to spell something else, I'd say, there. There's no
Actually,
way.
If you want a bit of bad singing, Magic Mike has popped up onto our social media, onto Facebook, onto Instagram, onto Twitter, how we opened the show this morning. We had a big build-up to it. We were saying that we were going to open it with the ultimate feel-good music.
And to say we got a little bit carried away is putting it mildly, but I will say, like I said before, it's better than the Ode to Joy. Yeah. I mean, it's a special moment. A special moment. Luciano Pavarotti would be listening to that and he'd be getting all excited over it.
It'll go down there in musical history and radio history and all sorts of things. If you missed it, as I say, Magic Mike has popped it up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's all there. Yeah,
like the two tenors.
Yeah,
you can hear, of fivers is what we're calling.
You can have a listen to how we opened this amazing Friday, the final day of January. And things just seem to keep getting better and better for PJ Gallagher, because he's just stumbled across his perfect job.
I may very well be handing in my resignation after reason that this is a thing. A woman, believe it or not, who works as a full-time party planner, right?
Yeah.
And this was her job. Over in England, she was a full-time party planner. She was doing the whole thing. Now, you might think, where do you go from there? Well, you might think, she's gone to do her dream job. What's your dream job? Maybe scoring goals in the Premier League? Something like that.
I hope you weren't talking to me there.
It kind of was, yeah. What would have been your dream job?
What would have been my dream job? Well, obviously this. The chance to be on the radio every morning with, like, I mean, Ireland's greatest ever comedian.
If I hadn't known he was going to be sarcastic, I would have asked him at all.
I mean, I read that word for word. I said that exactly as I intended.
See, this is... I was going to say this is what I have to put up with. Unfortunately, this is what he is to put up with.
This probably is my dream job.
Radio?
Yeah.
Oh, it's that old then?
I mean, obviously, I'd like to be better at it and paid more, but other than that, it's pretty much...
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Then you wouldn't be here with me. But this woman did the same thing. She wanted to do her dream job, and her dream job was to still do party planning, much like you, but for dogs. And now she has gone full time party planning for dogs, and only dogs. No humans need apply. Her name is Nikki Sorabaglia, whatever it is. Her name's Nikki. She's 54. She's from London, and she's just started the London Dog Party Company.
Wow.
And she's saying she's inundated, flat out, flat to the boards with it all going on. She'll do anything. She has two labradoodles of her own, and she started this quirky business because she was doing all these events and realised people just don't appreciate, man. You know, no matter what you do at a party for people, there's going to be one hooja comes up to you at the end and goes, "It was all right, honey, it was good."
I felt the sausage rolls were a little cold.
Yeah, I hate the way the plates were cold. I mean, the food was lovely, but I didn't like the knife and the fork felt funny in my hand.
I wasn't a big fan of the DJ.
Yeah, you don't get fernickety, wickety... animals.
Yeah,
they just turn up and enjoy their parties, right?
I mean, so you don't even have to throw a party for a dog to be over the moon.
You know what I mean? Wiggle a stick.
Yeah.
Oh my God! This is the best day ever!
Stick.
Oh my God! You feed him the same thing every day, and every day he can't believe it's happening!
Yeah, yeah.
It's the best thing in the world!
Oh my God. Yeah. So imagine throwing him a party.
Like I always say, it's like dogs live in the moment so much. You know, your dog is outside in the garden looking in at you.
Yeah.
Go, let me in. Jim, let me in, Jim, please. Jim, please. Jim, let me in, please. Jim, let me in. And you let him in. What do you want? I want to go out.
Yeah.
That's how much they live in the moment.
Yeah.
They love life so much. So now she's throwing parties just for dogs. She's had these huge hit parties. They've been growing great. She can do these. The party package starts at around £500 for 2 hours of fun.
Very reasonable.
Not so bad if you get a load of people chipping in.
Yeah.
Like if you have 10 dogs. Now I know there's people now. Of course there's people out there. Oh my God. People throwing parties for dogs. How sad does your life have to be to throw a party for your dog? Well, if you're one of those people, you're not invited to the party. But for those of us that get as much joy out of a dog as a dog gets out of a party, I think this is a great idea.
Yeah.
So she's hosted 30 events in London in the last, in just, oh my God, just this year, which feature dog-friendly refreshments and snacks, including Paw Seco and popcorn.
Lovely.
You know,
I
the
like
snacks
it
that they like.
Immediately, Magic Mike was on the case there when,
yeah,
he, heard,
he,
when
was,
he heard those puns.
Loving the puns. When it comes to entertainment, the team plans parties. They have dog fancy dress obstacle courses for the pooches. And of course, there's dog decorations everywhere, with some having Great Gatsby style 1920s parties.
Cool.
Other, there's been a Harry Potter party.
And even though I know you're not necessarily
Harry
always a
Potter,
fan of it,
like,
always a fan of it, but, you know, when dogs dress up, I'm sorry, it does get quite
now,
entertaining.
And I know, and this is the thing, right? You're dead right. And this is the thing. Please be very careful dressing up your dogs, because most dogs don't like it.
Yeah.
But when you get one, I'm lucky I have one. I've one that hates it and one that likes it, that doesn't care what you put in her.
Yeah.
And it is the funniest thing. It is the funniest thing.
So,
like, when
so,
you see your little dog, you know that pirate costume they put on the dogs? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
There's a pirate on the front and a pirate on the back, and they turn the body of the dog into a chest of treasure. I will never see that and not fall around laughing.
Yeah.
That's one of the funniest things. Yeah, and the dog looking at you.
You're a poor spirit if you don't laugh at that.
Yeah,
now.
And your dog looking at you trying to figure out what's so funny. Yeah, that's what makes it even funnier. Oh my
doggy
god.
Doggy parties. So that's it now. That's the way. That's
doggy
the way forward.
Doggy parties, yeah.
Now, and it's been very successful, you're saying.
Like 30 parties in a month alone, yeah.
Are you sure? What sort of advertising is she doing? Because I'm just saying, if you're going to put up a thing that says dogging parties,
yeah,
you could attract the wrong
indoors
crowd.
Or outdoors. that's what you could do.
Yeah.
You know,
saucy.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you have to bring your own snacks.
Yeah, people loving that one. It's another one of our very special Feel Good Friday tunes. It's actually Magic Mike's favourite.
Ah, it's
that
a great
was his,
one.
That was his big nomination. A lot of people, to be fair to him,
getting carried away with it, loving it.
Went for that yesterday as well, when we were asking for the feel good kind of music that just instantly puts you in good mood. Theme from the greatest American hero, Joey Scarborough. You look, people texting in about it. Tune! Singing at the top of my
what
voice in the
song.
Car.
What a song.
It is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And we've been kind of throwing in some very special tunes on the day that's in it. Not just a typical happy Friday. The happiest of Fridays. The end of January.
The end of January. The end of it all. Oh my God.
Yeah,
so
Tara's birthday today.
Yeah. What was the other stuff? There was loads of stuff colliding. Friday.
Brexit.
The simple Brexit day.
It's transfer deadline day.
Oh yeah.
So, and the fact it's payday for a lot of people.
Oh, jeepers, that's a big one, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big one indeed.
Been amazing.
Are
been
you
amazing.
Getting paid today, yeah?
Well, I kind of hope so. Right. Why? Have you heard something that I haven't? Or?
No, it's just Andy Bad News told me you were paying me this month, yeah? Is that right, yeah?
Right, okay. Great. Yeah. Well, that's kind of taking a bit of a shine. Taking a bit of a shine off
told
today.
It's the best day ever. Oh God.
Anyway,
oh.
Listen, we still have plenty more for you, including of course the breakfast table quiz. Today's the day somebody's going to win it, and what's more, they'll win it if they can score, is it just 11?
10 is the score to beat, so 11, yeah, you're right, so 11 or more and it's all yours. No one else can come along and beat you. And to be fair, the questions have been getting sort of snippier. Well, now when I say snippier, because we had one day where the questions were like,
you mean shorter?
Yeah. Where the questions were like, how long were they?
Took ages. Yeah.
It's a city in France that may also be known as the capital. You know, there was way, we had a long way of getting there.
Yeah.
It's a good chance of getting there today.
And it's a crack and break. It's off to one of PJ's favourite spots, West Cork, the Wild Atlantic Way. It's the Celtic Ross Hotel in Roscarbery's where we want to send you for a family break. And so there you go, literally 11 correct answers in the 60 seconds. It could be yours. Let us know if you fancy getting involved in that. And also, I just noticed here, let me just see who this is, because I want to give her a shout out. There, Teresa has just texted in that it's tattoo day for her.
All
she's
right.
Going to get a new tattoo.
Good for you.
To celebrate the end of January.
To celebrate the end of January. It just shows, doesn't it? Like, if ever there was a text that sums up how eager people are for the last 4 months of January to be over, that's it. They want to actually remember it.
They literally ink themselves.
Forever. Amazing.
Anyway, if you want to give us a shout, hopefully you're in good form. Looking forward to the weekend. Whatever you've got planned, 087-188-0008. Hoodie and the Blowfish, only want to be with you. Here at Classic Hits, almost 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Loads of people in great form. Happy Friday to you, folks. Perfect Friday, the end of January.
And the Jamal Wabai.
That's fantastic. Loads of people in good form. Somebody wants to say a big happy birthday to Dara Roach. It's from his kids, James and Georgia. Did I get that right, or am I missing out with Georgina? Anyway, James.
Georgia,
I think it is.
Georgia,
and,
yeah.
And Dara, so hi to you also. Can you say good luck to my daughter, Laura Mulvaney, and all of her friends? They're starting mock exams in Holy Family Community School in Rathcoole. So hi to you. And somebody
mock
wants
exams.
To say,
remember, they're only mock exams. Remember that.
They're only pretend.
And you know all these people telling you they're important? They're liars. So just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's only a trial run.
Life advice from PJ Gallagher. Also, can you wish my other half, Malachy, a very happy anniversary? Getting married on Sunday. Happy end of January from Monique. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah,
enjoy
great
that.
Stuff. Yeah.
Have a blast. And I'll tell you something, if you weren't already in spectacularly good form, we got something even more special for you right now. It's been a cracking morning. Great tunes. Lots of good stuff going on. And of course, we get edge ever closer to all the good stuff that's going to happen. Towards spring. Towards summer.
Spring, the summer. Of course, what happens in March? Festival season begins.
Absolutely.
And we start seeing them all come more and more close to us. And what's our favourite festival every year? What's the one we look forward to and take part in? It's Forever Young.
Forever Young.
Yes, it is.
And of course, we happen to own the brains of the operation. She belongs to us.
She's ours.
We have claimed her. Sharon Alston, good morning to you.
Good morning, boys.
How are you?
I'm really good to talk to you again,
Sharon, because you were on with us not so long ago announcing that it was going to happen again and telling us about the acts that were coming on.
Which were brilliant, because, I mean, the lineup as it is already, Sharon, that we have the likes of Marty Pello and the Boomtown Rats, and then, of course, you gave us that heads up that Jimmy Somerville, which made my day, Jimmy Somerville was going to play again.
Yeah,
I mean, it's hard to believe it's going to get any better.
I know, but what a load more acts we've still got to add. And I'm going to give you the first, as always, the exclusive on Classic Hits.
Proper order, too.
The next four acts. So, would you like them now?
Well, I tell you something. I feel like I should have a drum roll.
Yeah, I think there should be a little bit of a drum roll, yeah. I feel like it's needed.
Right, okay, I'm sitting down, Sharon. Hit me with it.
Okay, so adding to the lineup today, we have Bad Manners to throw in some ska.
Oh my God. Stop there now, Sharon. I need to take a breath.
PJ Gallagher has just. You want to see his face?
Oh my God.
His little face.
Oh my God.
Just lit up there.
Buster Blood Vessel will be in Kildare, giving a flip up fatty and special brew and all the rest.
As impressed as I've ever seen you get.
I am absolutely blown. Sharon, can I just say, I love you. Yes, I do. Don't you know that you're my special brew? Oh my God.
Alcoholic reference taken, no problem. Yeah.
I can't have, but I've never seen you react to anybody. We've had a lot of people in here, famous people. I've never seen you so impressed.
I'm really, really looking forward
to that. You're a proper ska
head. It's
going
to be so much fun. Proper ska, exactly.
Wow.
So everyone will get their two-tone outfits on and we'll be good to go. So.
Right. Yeah. You can tell Jim the rest of the mind lost, didn't you? That's me now.
Well, I'm a bit worried. The others might be let down after that. Right. But, as well as that, we've got the lovely John Parr, who gave us St. Elmo's Fire.
I'm
so delighted about it because it's one of my favourite all-time movies and songs. So having him along is brilliant.
Yeah.
We've added in some classics. So we've got Hot Chocolate coming. So You Sexy Thing. And
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
Earl Brown is going to grace the stage. Oh, my God. This is incredible.
Earl sadly passed away.
That's going to be amazing. How did you manage to get that, Sharon?
I know. Look at that. No.
That's incredible. I mean, I knew you were.
Without him, and they are brilliant without him.
I knew you were good, but that's amazing.
I know, look at that. My vet fingers have made him raise from the dead. Sadly not.
If you thought my face was good, Sharon, you should have seen Jim's when you realised what you just did there.
So Bad Manners, John Parr, Hot Chocolate,
and then the spirit of
Errol Brown will be channeled. And then truly alive and will be with us, Paul Young.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Paul Young.
Believe it or not, PJ has actually met Paul Young in the past.
They've performed
side by side, right?
Wow. Your mate, Paul Young, is coming then.
Well, I wouldn't say my mate because literally, and this is a true story, in the middle of the performance, Sharon, right? I was doing this Jake Stevens thing and I was supposed to fail miserably and I'll be in it. And he turned around in the middle of the performance and says, "Who are you?" So I definitely don't think we're friends.
Maybe not mate.
Hey, I guarantee he spots you in the crowd.
Yeah, I'll wear the suit and all just a bit, just to try and remind him.
How are you so popular?
What are you doing here?
Wait till you walk on stage after him. That'll be amazing. That is incredible.
I'll
look
at you to intro them.
I tell you
I'll
something.
You young, yeah.
Honestly, I mean, we were building this day up, Sharon, right? Because it was the end of January, being a Friday, it was all good thing, payday for a lot of people. It was all that, right? We were playing some belting tunes. We were having the crack. Everybody was buzzing. But I'm telling you something. You've taken PJ Gallagher to another level.
Another level.
With the bad manners.
Bad manners.
Thing. That's incredible.
Well, that's made my day that I've been able to do that. And I know all our fans out there and all the fans of Classic Hits that obviously are a large portion of our fan base, they've all been waiting on more news. And we've got this news today and then the last batch of acts we're going to announce with you next week on Friday.
Oh my God, there's more.
So there is more. The last lot are coming Friday, and you know every single one is just blowing me away.
And by the
so
way, let me just remind people as well. Okay, apart from obviously these are the acts being announced just now. Don't forget the lineup already includes Marty Pello, Jimmy Somerville, the Boomtown Rats, Bananarama, the Blow Monkeys, which I have to say I'm really looking forward to. Nick Hayward, Lamal, Five Star, Heather Small, Chesney Hawks, Wendy James.
Oh, I'm very carried away by that as well. It's
fabulous.
It's
incredible.
Everybody who had a hit in the 80s.
Yes,
everybody.
Well, the 80s
if we
are here.
Last year, we've got most of them this year. So yeah, it's going to be another incredible weekend.
And
I'm
of course,
excited.
Tickets on sale at the moment as well.
And selling very quickly, actually. This time last year when we launched, you know, it was a new thing. This time this year, you know, we're going to be sold out well in advance of the festival. So
get on there quick.
Get on there because luckily everyone told everybody how great it was last year and that's reflected in how popular we are this year.
Brilliant. So, that's incredible. Yep. Sharon, been amazing.
And anybody out there, quick shout out, anybody out there that came and loved it but isn't on our Facebook group, either join the Facebook group, but also it's the last day of voting for your favourite festival on the Irish Festival Awards.
Right, get a vote
we've
in.
We've got a great following, but if anybody feels like thanking us by going to the Irish Festival Awards on their Facebook and voting for us in the medium-sized festival, we'd be delighted.
We'll be straight on it. We'll be straight on
it.
Listen, Sharon, brilliant. So the good news is we're going to talk to you again next week, yeah?
Next week.
Excellent. Listen, have a happy Friday.
Sharon. Have a good one.
Take care, Sharon. Brilliant stuff.
Bad manners, lads.
What an amazing, festival. I mean, literally bringing somebody back from the dead.
I know. Not me, you wouldn't see that at the Electric Picnic.
Yeah, greatest festival ever. It is an incredible lineup, and it's getting better. Another announcement to come next Friday as well, with even more acts.
Yeah, I know.
For you now, they'll all pale into insignificance.
They'll all pale into insignificance. Bad manners are going to be there. For God, it's bad manners and a load of support. That's what it is.
Incredible festival. You can check it out for yourself on their website, foreveryoungfestival.ie. All the ticket information and everything there as well. And we'll chat to Sharon again next week.
Classic Hits.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the board. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See kes.ie.
Right, here we go, folks. Final day. This is winning day, of course, on the Breakfast Table Quiz. Somebody's going to walk away with this family prize. 3-night stay to give away. West Cork's Wild Atlantic Way, the Celtic Ross Hotel. It's in Roscarbery. Perfect for a family break, whether it's the midterm coming up. They've actually got special offers on the February midterm break. They've also got special offers on the Easter break that's coming up. Kids stay free on that one, so you can check all of that sort of stuff out on their website. For us, you'll win yourself that 3-night stay, full Irish breakfast, 3-course dinner in Kingfisher Bistro, and then those family passes for Clonakilty Model Railway Village and Smuggler's Cove Adventure Centre.
Indeed you will, and 11 is the score you need, 10 the score to beat in the Breakfast Table Quiz this morning, and it's all yours because it is Friday, it's the end of January, no one's around to stop you. Leslie Ann Casey is in Clare, and she's going to have a go this morning. How are you, Leslie?
Hi, how are you?
Or Leslie Ann, do you prefer to be called Leslie Ann?
Make a difference.
I'll stick to the proper way.
As long
of
as you give me the prize.
I don't get to give you nicknames. It's not my place. What's your plans for the weekend ahead, Leslie Ann?
Rugby. Lots of rugby.
Rugby?
Rugby fan.
Oh, of course,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Start of the Six Nations, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Right, yeah. I don't know. I feel so out of touch then. When
with the ruggedy.
With the old ruggedy ball. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out if they play with shoes, as Jim was always laughing at me for saying.
Yeah. Right, anyway, listen, Leslie, the very best of luck with this. You know really clearly what you have to do. If you can just get 11 correct answers in the 60 seconds, you'll walk away with this prize. You good to go?
I'm good to go.
Best of luck. Here we go.
What is more, a score or two dozen?
It's two dozen.
Yeah, An Innocent Man and River of Dreams were albums by what singer?
Oh, Billy...
yeah, go
I
on.
Can't pass.
Billy Joel. George Orwell's novel Animal Farm is symbolic of what revolution?
Russian?
Yeah, in the musical West Side Story, the Jets were the rivals of what other gang?
Sharks?
What is half of a quarter?
An eighth?
Yeah, in the Jules Verne novel, which Englishman went around the world in 80 days?
Phileas Fogg.
Did Kylie Minogue release her I Should Be So Lucky song in 1988 or 1990?
88.
Which ancient age is more recent, the iron or the bronze?
Bronze.
It's the iron. According to the saying, what emperor was said to have fiddled while Rome burned?
Nero.
Is a cat a carnivore or a herbivore?
Carnivore?
Which singer-songwriter had a hit with You Are So Vain?
I kind of passed.
Carly Simon. Venerdì. Oh, fart, I didn't get it in. I'll ask you anyway. Venerdì, I think it is the Italian word for what day of the week?
Wednesday.
It's Friday. Oh. I was doing my best for you there. And I haven't even got a clue. Venerdì is how you say it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You did well, Leslie.
There was some good scoring. I don't know if it was enough. We needed 11, did we?
Yeah, but they were tough questions.
There
were
some tough ones in there. What have we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct answers.
God, you were doing well. I think they were hard this morning. Well, I thought reading them was hard, so answering them must have been worse.
Yeah, and you were so close with Billy Joel as well.
And Carly Simon, I just couldn't get them out of my mouth.
I knew you knew it though, you know that way.
That's a shame. Listen, well done on having a go, Leslie. Thanks for playing.
No bad.
Cheers.
Can I just say a quick hello to my sister, Mary Trace? She listens to you every morning, so no doubt she's listening to me right now.
Brilliant. Yeah, what's her name?
Mary Trace.
Mary Trace from Leslie Ann. There you go. Have a great one.
Good stuff.
Okay.
Right, have a good day. Thanks, Leslie. Happy Friday.
Take care.
Cheers. Bye-bye now. So it means that it's Maria Redmond with the score of 10 that wins the break to the Celtic Ross Hotel in Roscarbery.
Yeah, and I think that was Monday's score. She came in and held it for the whole week. So there you go. Well done. Congratulations to you, Maria Redmond. Well done.